You're listening to SBS News.
They provide unpaid care to around 1 in 10 Australians, friends and family who are frail, aged, have a disability, a mental illness, terminal illness, drug or alcohol problem or any other chronic condition. Without their help, Australia's medical and social support systems would not be able to cope with the daily care needs of Australians. Carers help with activities such as showering, feeding, transport, shopping and social support. Alison Brooks, CEO of Carers Australia, says that carers themselves can often have very poor physical and mental health and become socially isolated. Ms. Brooks says the results of their 2022 Carer Wellbeing Survey shows this burnout is especially prevalent among carers who are middle-aged.
I think that as a community, we need to be leaning in. Everyone knows somebody who's a carer or being cared for, and thinking about the impact of that care, where the carer is giving everything of themselves to the care of the other person, that often leaves them not very much for themselves. So thinking about carers you know in your life and what you might do to help sustain them in that role and to help their well-being.
Carers can come from all age groups. While people in middle age are statistically more likely to care for friends and family, young people such as 19-year-old Lucas, who lives in regional Australia, also takes on the role. He's a carer for his brother, who is diagnosed with autism, and at times for his mother, who was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. While his mother is the primary carer for his brother, he steps in when she experiences depressive episodes.
So mum is the primary carer of Jacob, but when she goes down, or I say goes down, it's when her post-traumatic stress disorder and depression start to show their true colours. It's when I have to step in as the carer there, and it's just being there for mum, being someone to talk to, someone to help her around the house with chores and that sort of thing.
Unpaid carers are also eligible for a range of support services, including counselling, respite care, and in some instances, a carer's allowance. Ms. Brooks says generally when a carer is feeling fatigued and experiencing a flat mood, it's time to get some extra help.
If you're not connecting enough, as much as you used to with you know, your girlfriends or, you know, the people you used to socialise with, I think that they're really good signs that now's the time to start thinking about what you can do to reverse that. And so some of the support services will be useful, but there's also connecting in with your community, with your neighbours, with your family, and trying to really take on the supports that they're offering.
Services Australia says the key payment available to unpaid carers is carer payment. It's income and asset tested and includes the income and assets of the person receiving care. The amount to be paid can be equivalent to the age pension. To qualify, a carer must personally provide constant and significant care to one or more adults or children with a disability in the home of the carer or the person receiving care. It's an important support service which eases the burden on services and means people can stay in their homes. And while the vast majority of carers receiving the payment are providing a lot of support to loved ones, this is not always the case.
And I have a lot of tremors.
I've had a lot of tremors. I can't do anything. Where is the help? I'm lonely. Nobody's here. What can I do? Nobody believes me. They say, this is an older person, they don't matter. They've already passed their lives. They should go.
That's Maria, who is now in her late 80s. She lives alone in a high-rise housing commission unit. SBS has disguised her identity because Maria says she's scared of a carer that she alleges is fraudulently claiming a carer's allowance on her behalf. Maria claims a former home care worker tricked her into signing Centrelink forms so that she could claim the carer's allowance. Maria, who mainly relies on a walking frame and at times a wheelchair, says the carer is supposed to help her out on a full-time basis. But she doesn't, Maria says, only turning up once or twice a fortnight.
She doesn't do anything. When I'm in the shower, she's outside doing something else. Many times I've had to latch onto the bars to avoid falling in the shower.
A social worker supporting Maria told SBS she has contacted Centrelink on three occasions in the past 6 months to lodge a complaint about the alleged fraud.
This is the age where people need help. This is the age where older people should feel comfortable in the last part of their life. They should not be going through things like that.
In a statement, the General Manager for Services Australia, Hank Yongan, says that specialist officers assess allegations of carer neglect and fraud, though for privacy reasons they don't provide updates on the progress of the report or the action taken. Mr Yongan urged people who may be in this situation or know someone who is to report the matter. In the statement, he also said that criminal charges and possibly jail time awaits those committing welfare fraud.
Anyone who provides false or misleading information to claim a payment they aren't eligible for may be committing welfare fraud. We have comprehensive checks and fraud detection measures in place, and you will be found out. If we find enough evidence of criminal behaviour, we may refer cases to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions. This may lead to criminal charges and jail.
While a small minority may be doing the wrong thing, Ian Yates, the CEO of COTA, or the Council of the Aging, says it's important to keep supporting the vast majority of carers who are doing the right thing.
It's a challenging role. It often becomes more challenging as the journey progresses. Don't wait until you're feeling, oh my God, how am I going to cope? Actually look to bodies like the Carers Gateway in government, but to Carers Australia. Look to them for resources, for guidance. They do have a lot of ways of helping you.
Emotional, practical and financial support for carers is available on 1800 422 737 and people can contact the National Elder Abuse Line on 1800 353 374 for counselling and support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 000 if you are in immediate danger. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.